Imagine for a moment that time isn't a fundamental force of physics. What if time is actually a mathematical trick, a help variable that only pops into existence when a system needs it? Today, we're diving into a theory that connects Fermat's last theorem, probabilistic signals, and black holes, all through the lens of mathematics.
That idea completely flips how we usually think about time. So let's introduce ourselves. I'm here to help unpack this, and you, our listeners, are about to join us on a journey through equations, boundaries, and the strange emergence of time itself.
By the end of this episode, you'll see how adding a probabilistic signal to a static equation makes time appear, and how this models something astonishing, a black hole in phase space. We'll walk through the FLT equation, inject uncertainty, explore the CCT framework, and discover why time vanishes at collapse.
So, buckle up. First, we'll map out the classic FLT structure, then reveal how probabilistic signals change everything, dig into the nature of time outside this mathematical enclosure, and finish by connecting entropy, information, and the very fabric of time. Ready?
Let's start with a stationary enclosure. Fermat's last theorem, $x, n plus y, n equals z, n dollar for dollar n is greater than $2, has no solutions in positive integers. It sets up a forbidden region, almost like an event horizon in a black hole.
Exactly. The equation defines a hard boundary. Nothing escapes or exists inside. If you try to push past it, you just hit a mathematical void, mirroring how classical physics says nothing escapes a black hole's event horizon.
But unlike a black hole, there's no time dimension in this equation yet. Everything's frozen. No evolution. No uncertainty. Just pure structure.
That static nature is the key. It's only when we disturb this structure, inject something dynamic like signal dollar T dollar, that things start to change. But what happens when you add time, not as a simple variable, but as a probabilistic signal?
Here's where things get wild. Instead of modeling the signal as basic noise or deterministic change, we treat signal dollar T dollar as a probabilistic variable. That means time isn't just ticking forward, it's sampling possibilities from a distribution.
And that transforms the system. Suddenly, the equation isn't just static, it's probing the forbidden region in a stochastic way. The system can collapse, evolve, or even leak time outside its original enclosure.
What I love about this approach is it doesn't just add randomness, it lets time become a superposition of states. The future isn't fixed, and time itself becomes a field of uncertainty that interacts with the structure.
This opens the door to mapping black holes not as simple singularities, but as collapsed states where time and information are distributed across multiple possible paths. It's richer than the classical view.
Now, let's dig deeper. If time signaled dollar T, dollar is probabilistic. It isn't tied to one timeline. Instead, time can sample multiple states outside the FLT boundary. That's like time escaping the event horizon, at least mathematically.
I find that fascinating, because in traditional physics, time gets distorted and then lost inside a black hole. But here, our equation suggests time can exist outside the enclosure by sampling different dollar T dollar values simultaneously.
Exactly. The ODE CCT framework lets us picture time not as a river flowing into a singularity, but as a cloud of possibilities hovering around the forbidden zone. Deterministic timelines collapse, and probabilistic ones persist.
It's like the difference between a single road and a network of branching paths, all potentially explored at once. This interpretation radically changes how we think about the boundary of a black hole.
Let's switch gears to the CCT framework. Here, entropy measures uncertainty. When we inject signal $T$, entropy goes up. The system becomes more complex, more unpredictable. The black hole isn't just a void. It's a collapse of entropy.
So, the emergence of time is really the emergence of uncertainty. As signal $TET$, dollar explores the boundaries, entropy rises. But when it collapses, when information is maximally absorbed, time disappears, just like inside a black hole.
This ties directly to the black hole information paradox. Instead of losing information, the signal distributes it probabilistically across time. When entropy collapses, the help variable time vanishes because there's nothing left to track.
That's such a powerful insight. It means the arrow of time, and even its existence, is linked to how much uncertainty and information are injected into the system. When the signal becomes deterministic, time fades out.
So, what does it mean for time to be a help variable? In this framework, time isn't fundamental. It's an artifact that arises when the system needs to keep track of changes. It's born from the dynamics of signal $t$.
That's right. In traditional physics, we treat time as a given, an independent axis. Here, it's computed from the behavior of signal $t$. When the system is static or fully collapsed, there's no need for time, nothing to track.
It's almost poetic. The equation doesn't use time, it produces time. As soon as we inject uncertainty, time emerges as a bookkeeping tool. At collapse, when uncertainty is gone, time evaporates.
That mirrors thermodynamics, where entropy drives the arrow of time. In this theory, signal $t$ acts as entropy injection. Time emerges to track it, and when entropy collapses, so does the need for time itself.
Let's wrap up by highlighting three big takeaways. First, time can emerge as a help variable, not a fundamental dimension. Second, injecting probabilistic signals into static equations lets time exist outside boundaries, even mapping black holes. Third, entropy and information drive the creation and collapse of time in mathematical systems.
If you want to put this theory into practice, try formalizing the signal distribution. Ask yourself what kinds of probability, like Gaussian or quantum, best model time's emergence. That's the next step toward understanding metrics and boundaries.
We hope this episode sparked curiosity and challenged your view of time. From forbidden regions to entropy collapse, we've seen how mathematics can reshape how we perceive the universe.
Thanks for listening. Dive deeper into these ideas, question the boundaries, and never stop exploring the strange emergence of time from dynamics and uncertainty. Until next time, keep asking how the universe works, one help variable at a time.